Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here. Back live. It's already Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours and a ton of vital news and information coming at you. You want to be truly informed. This is the show. This is the broadcast. This is the counter-programming beacon. As we go out on the AM and FM dial, surging forward from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, on the global shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 during the day, 5.085 and 6890 at night, and on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Both updated for you today. Albright thinks Bush is hiding bin Laden. Leaked news network memos, staged discovery of weapons of mass destruction will follow Saddam arrest. This is before the Saddam arrest. And these leaked news memos have turned out to be very accurate now, and about 10 times in the past, never inaccurate. Bush met with Saddam on November 27th during the Baghdad visit when they already had him in custody. And Bush was scheduled to announce a trip back to the moon today. Maybe that's where he's taking the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Maybe on this moon mission he will bring it back. Don't count on it. States are moving ahead with legalization of using baby parts in cloning operations. Patriot Act 2 was signed. People are calling my office about this. I have the Associated Press article here in front of me. I'll go back over it today. And much, much more. And we will go to calls early by the second segment, early in this show today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, the toll-free number to talk about any of these issues I just mentioned that we will detail in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Monitoring neocon communist radio this morning, Trojan Horse socialist fake conservative radio, they said, how dare anyone imply the government would have a war on terror just to advance the globalist agenda? How dare anyone think that the government could have had Saddam beforehand? How dare anyone think the government would ever do anything wrong? You're nuts, you're crazy, you're un-American if you think it. No, you're un-American if you don't mistrust the government, if you don't watch it closely. That's our founding fathers, not you dirty, gun-grabbing, open-border, NAFTA and GATT-promoting neocons. You dirty, dirty trash. You traitorous, larcenous filth. At least we know John Kerry's a piece of garbage. We know Al Gore's a piece of filth. We know Bill Clinton's a piece of trash. They're right out in the open. We know Hillary Clinton's a bug-eyed weasel. But you are the Judas Iscariot. You are the backstabbers. You are the traitors. You are the betrayers. You are the number one threat to America, as Ron Paul said in his July 10th neocon speech, talking about the Trotskyites, the Fourth International running the White House. You make me sick listening to you, counting on your listeners being stupid, being uninformed, not knowing the facts, claiming that if we're not for gun control, we're liberal, is basically what you do. You make me sick. You listen to neocon talk radio, it's how good sweatshops are. It's how good genetically engineered food is. It's how good NAFTA and GATT is. It's how conservative Bush is. It's there to pacify us. Wake up, people. Stop letting them pacify you. Big show lined up for you. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. When we get back, globalist minion Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. Well, I have this from somebody on board Air Force One almost 2 years ago. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm swear I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2003. It was almost 2 years ago now, I was told by someone who was on board Air Force One, and this is on the record, I've talked about it a couple dozen times on air, and I said, I don't know if it's accurate, and they may have been giving me disinformation. But I was told, because there's a lot of people in the Bush administration that live right here in Austin, and this individual told several people, after they had been imbibing in some adult beverages at a party, that you watch right before the 04 election, Bin Laden died of kidney failure, and they got to deal with his family to roll him out. They got him frozen, and they're going to roll him out right before the election. And so, again, that's not the type of news I even like to cover on air. I don't know if it's true. It's the type of stuff that's not good for your health to know, but a lot of people know it. And the globalists don't really care, because stuff like this leaks all the time. They had Congressman LaHood, who's a Republican, in the December 2nd Associated Press and several other newspapers in Illinois, saying that, yeah, we're an inch from getting Saddam, and I know something you don't know, and how we're about to roll him out, and General Tommy Frank said it to Cigar Aficionado. So they're pretty arrogant. I mean, they don't even care if we come out and know the truth. And then they catch Saddam, and then McDermott says, oh, yeah, we knew that they knew where he was at or already had him in custody and were about to bring him out when they felt like it politically. And then on the heels of all the Halliburton corruption, more Halliburton corruption, overcharging the Pentagon comes out and the plunging approval rating, suddenly this gets released on us. And then the neocons go, look, it's the leftists, the crazy leftists. The Howard Dean says that Bush may have known of 9/11, and McDermott says he may have known of 9/11, and that they may have, already had Saddam. This is insane. Well, we've got LaHood saying it, who's a Republican. We've got Franks leaking it. These people love to brag. And so if I, in Austin, Texas, have heard this story from people, in the administration, folks, that's all I can say, here in Austin, then a lot of people have heard this. And then you get Madeleine Albright out there, who I am no fan of, folks. She's the person in 97. She was asked on NBC, well, there's been over 1 million dead Iraqis. 500,000 of them children die from malnutrition and disease and stuff from the sanctions. Is that a good price to pay for security in the Gulf? And she said, well, yes, it is a good price to pay. She didn't deny it. And since 97, the numbers are at a cool 1 million children and about another 500,000 old people and infirm folks. I mean, imagine being an industrialized country and then suddenly going back to the Stone Age is what happened to them. Their water treatment, their power plants bombed. She said that, and she's a horrible gun grabber, and I'm no fan of her. And it is political, why she's out doing this. But Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. And this is on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright told Fox News Channel analyst Morton Kondracki yesterday that she suspects Bush knows the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and is simply waiting for the most politically expedient moment to announce his capture. Kondracki made his announcement about what Albright told him backstage before an appearance on another Fox show on Special Report with Brit Hume. Kondracki was incredulous that a former Secretary of State could believe something like that about U.S. administration. She was not smiling when she said this, offered Kondracki, who believes Albright is serious about the conspiracy theory. Albright is on a media tour to promote her new book, Madam Secretary, a Memoir. She was mildly critical of Bush administration's policy in Iraq on camera and later appearances on the O'Reilly Factor at MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews. I'm one of those people that said I understand the why of the war, but I didn't understand the why now of the next phase. Or what next, she told O'Reilly. I still have a lot of questions. I think that we don't know, frankly, what the effect of Saddam's capture is on the general situation in Iraq. President Bush and Secretary Rumsfeld have, in fact, warned about violence still going on and the effect within the rest of the Middle East on a prolonged trial or an execution or a generally how he is treated. So there's Albright backstage telling a Fox minion that they've got bin Laden and are going to roll him out. Now, she didn't say he's dead on ice. And again, I don't know if bin Laden's dead. I don't know if bin Laden's alive. I don't know. All I know is I've been talking about this for almost 2 years with some reservations. And then here it is beginning to develop right in front of our eyes. And for the neocons all over talk radio right now going, how dare anyone question the president? How dare anyone claim they can do such a thing, that he would do something political? America's just cooked if we believe stuff like this, if we question like this. I mean, I'm actually hearing them talk like that. Oh, boy. What do you think about all this, folks? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Leaked news network memo, staged discovery of weapons of mass destruction will follow Saddam arrest, TBR News. And they've been releasing these memos now for about a year. They've turned out to be very accurate. For an explanation behind the leaked news memos, click here. You can read the memos. Great rejoicing, this is an excerpt, over the capture of Hussein, but realists inside Beltway know that it is purely symbolic. Saddam wasn't doing anything but hiding in holes in the ground, while others, many not even connected with or sympathetic to him, are now running the resistance. He might even be viewed as a martyr because, in truth, is ever known, Saddam used to work for us and never attacked the United States. Well, the neocons had to have their empire, and the Bush supporters had to have their oil, so off for a nice shock and awe war with lots of medals and big military rallies. George W. could strut his stuff. And what an unholy mess he dragged us into. The media now has to express its very own shock and awe over the superb brilliance over the capture. The SPCA could have done just as good a job. Now we all expect the Pentagon to fly in a plane load of weapons of mass destruction and find them where Saddam told us they were hidden. The question there is who will get to unload and bury them? GIs are liable to spill the beans. The CIA is too stupid. So that leaves George W. and the Bible buddy, whatever that means, Karl Rove, to do the work. This is some liberal. Another mysterious trip to Iraq shovels out, and here comes the election. Nice. Here is a report out of IRIB News, been very accurate in the past compared to our media, Iranian News, folks, official news agency. Bush met Saddam on November 27th. A Pakistan newspaper on Tuesday published a report claiming a meeting had taken place between U.S. President George Bush and former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein on November 27th. The Urdu language newspaper, Kal Brain, quoting some newspapers, said that during the unexpected sojourn to Baghdad, Bush met deposed Iraqi President Saddam Hussein on November 27th. The Daily further said that Saddam had tried to commit suicide on November 23rd while he was arrested with the help of Kurd leader Jalal Talabani and his own guard 3 days before the attempt to kill himself. The local press, like in all other countries, gave front page extensive coverage of the stories about Saddam's arrest and the circumstances which led to his capture. I have no idea, again, if that's accurate. It turned out to be more accurate in the past when they report on it. Folks, again, all I know is we have a Pentagon that plants hundreds of fake letters from troops in newspapers with fake signatures with the troops saying how much they love the war. We have a Pentagon that stages the, quote, Jessica Lynch fable, and then nobody gets in trouble for it. That creates false, out of whole cloth, Niger documents of uranium transfers. Lies about mobile weapons trucks when they knew day one those were for pumping up hydrogen blimps sold by the British to Saddam in 85. They knew day one what they were. Our own government buys those from the British. They make some of the best. The mass graves were an exchange program between Iraq and Iran. And it was declared in 92 the UN had been there. Everybody knew that, but our government ran to that scene, said, look, mass graves. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And there are hundreds of other lies. You can call in and list some of the ones I've missed or haven't covered if you'd like. But so now I watch this whole Saddam thing with McDermott and LaHood and Franks talking about, you know, they knew where he was at, we're about to grab him, or already had him. We've got Albright running around saying that they've, you know, got bin Laden, they're going to roll him out right before the election, and I've been saying this for almost, what is it, it's like 22 months? 23 months almost? And they don't care. People say, well, a conspiracy this big couldn't hold water. People talk. They do talk. Public officials say they were warned not to fly to New York on September 11th. They admit people were trained at U.S. military bases. The FBI was paying for their cars and credit cards and homes of the supposed hijackers. The firefighters admit bombs in the buildings. I mean, it all comes out. No one's held accountable. It comes out. There's $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Back page of the paper once or twice. Halliburton's bid rigging and scamming. Nothing happens. They're building pipelines in Afghanistan. DynCorp's kidnapping women and children. get caught publicly, nothing happens. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall evil. We'll come back and cover more news. Bush says we're going to the moon.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, just recapping briefly, the Iranians are claiming that Bush met with Saddam on November 27th after he had been captured weeks before. Madeleine Albright is saying that they've already got bin Laden and are going to roll him out for the election, and that's the info I've had for almost 2 years. Also, leaked news network memos say they're going to have a staged discovery of weapons of mass destruction here pretty soon. And after all the lies and staging and falsifying evidence, they've already done it with uranium. They've already tried to plant evidence once. They've been caught! Not once, the mobile weapons trucks, the dozens of supposed weapons of mass destruction finds. Who knows what's really going to happen here, but it's very, very interesting. We're about to go to your calls. Then later, National Review a few weeks ago, and now KXII and the Associated Press and a bunch of other media outlets reported that Bush was scheduled to report today the plan to go to the moon, December 17th. We will see if that happens. The White House has said they were going to be announcing this. We'll see if that happens. More details of that coming up, and just a bunch of other really, really important news items here on the show today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Barney, Adam, Rob, and others, your calls are up next. Barney, first caller of the day from Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I still say we should turn Saddam Hussein loose and try Bush for murder and for being a traitor, violating the Constitution.
But, how has Bush violated the Constitution?
Illegal war. The country has to be in danger of insurrection or a invasion, and the House and Senate has to declare the war, and they take and draft the president and confer the title of commander-in-chief.
Well, that's true, but who cares about that Constitution? We're getting rid of that. You must be a liberal.
I'm an old-timer. How can we believe anything Bush says? How could Saddam Hussein, with a defense budget of $1.8 billion, challenge us? And he used that $1.8 billion to buy obsolete and worn-out equipment from Russia, and he didn't have anybody to drive it after he got it. And we spend, waste ten times as
now,
much.
Now, wait a minute. So what if Saddam Hussein was an admitted CIA asset? So what if our government told him to attack Iran? So what if our government told him to invade Kuwait? We're supposed to engage in doublethink. Our government's good, their government's bad, and we're supposed to learn the Orwellian doublethink of we're always at war with East Asia, we're never at war with East Asia. Oceania has never been at war with... again, we've got to learn doublethink. 2 + 2 = 5.
That's right. Well, we have a perfect right to go around the world killing innocent people, breaking up our young people's homes and families.
Now, wait a minute. Saddam is evil. Now, China's good. They're threatening to invade Taiwan now, and Bush has cut them loose and says, we're not going to help you, which I think is a good thing. You're a communist, Barney, if you're for Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay, they're the communists, just like we're the liberals.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Barney. Barney's beginning to learn here. If you're pro-gun, pro-family, pro-border, pro-Taiwan, you're a liberal. If you're anti-gun, anti-family, pro-open border, anti-Taiwan, you're a good conservative. If you worship at Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, you're a Christian. If you worship Jesus, you're a wicked devil, according to them. And so we've got to learn this new way here. Let's go ahead now and go to some of the other callers patiently holding. Adam in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Fine, sir.
I'm a little disappointed in the fact that I was on the list of callers yesterday afternoon and kind of ran out before time, didn't get a chance to get on before time ran out on the show. On my list of things that I wanted to talk to you about yesterday was an organization called tbrnews.org. The reason why I wanted to discuss this with you was primarily because of the fact that on December 2nd, you had a point to point out the U.S. News, a news article talking about the flu epidemic that was, approaching the United States. I know for a fact that a month prior to that, I had somehow stumbled across tbrnews.org, and they're... For those of you who don't know, they have a section where they talk about leaked memos that somehow came into the possession of tbrnews.org, and where back in July they talked about stopping, talking about through the news media outlets, stop talking about SARS, the flu, that type of thing. Go ahead.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back, find out exactly what you're getting at. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
All right, my friends, we're now about 33 minutes and 20 seconds into the first hour of this global transmission. As we crash through the lies and disinformation, we're about to go back to the phone lines. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We can talk about the passage of Patriot Act 2 over the weekend that no one seems to know about, but I have the Associated Press here in front of me, and Ron Paul's comments about the legislation, calling it stealth enactment of Patriot Act 2. We could talk about the Saddam situation and Madeleine Albright saying they've got Bin Laden or planning to roll him out before the election, something I've been hearing for almost 2 years. And also we can get into the economy. Bush is was scheduled, according to the mainstream media, to be announcing our new moon mission today. I don't know if that's going to happen with all the Saddam stuff going on, but we'll see what develops here. We were talking to Adam in Pennsylvania, and Adam was mentioning this website that's put out some pretty good stuff in the past, leaked news memos, purportedly leaked news memos from one of the big broadcast media outlets, one of the big three folks, talking about the New World Order activities, discussions of martial law, the capture of Saddam, all of it. And now they're talking about weapons of mass destruction to be planted and released here very soon. Going back to Adam, he was mentioning some memos he read about the flu and SARS, and I had not read those. I'm not sure where he's going with this, but let's find out. Adam, go ahead.
Well, Alex, just quite simply, one of the things that lends credibility to the work that you do and individuals such as myself is the fact that you do come across things and then they come to fruition in the future. Again, I came across that site in doing some research on the contrived nature of the media back in October. On December 2nd, you read this. Again, it was I don't even remember the name of the newspaper, but at any rate, it was, you know, that this pandemic is coming, this epidemic of flu is coming. And again, having read...
Well, it was the New York Times saying they're going to have quarantines, digital badges, roundup camps in every major city and small town. That was the New York Times two Mondays ago.
And again, so that clicks in my head that, you know, hey, I read this a month ago, that apparently these leaked memos, again, was telling individual news directors, you know, to lay off this. It's now we have monkeypox, that type of thing. We're going to go on to something else, and we'll get back to this. Essentially, we'll get back to this when it fires back up in the winter. Now here it was December 2nd, and then I've subsequently watched every day since then how this thing...
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. That was about 6 months ago. They were saying that lay off this, bring it back up in the winter. It's going to get... Yeah.
And so, again, that was just on the bottom of my list. And now here today, we see something that on PrisonPlanet.com where it's relating back to the fact that these weapons of mass destruction will be brought out. My question to you is that, you know, what do you know about this organization? Because one of the primary concerns is the fact that, as is the case with a number of individuals out there, they come out with information, yet behind the scenes they have things. If the only thing that's on that website are these leaked memos, aside from the fact that they have a large bookstore, that every single book in there is about Hitler or fascism or that type of thing. My question to you is that what do you know about this organization?
I need to research him, and I need to have him on the show because I haven't focused on it very much. I focus on what the globalists are doing publicly in the legislation and my information, but I will investigate it and try to get him on.
The only thing that I would warn you about is, again, the fact that I know that I read this prior to the fact of the flu outbreak.
No, I remember it now. Yeah, you spurred my memory, yes.
But then now, the one thing I do have to say, I've been watching it every day since October when I found it, and then again every single day since this flu thing that I came up
well,
with.
Well, I have to say I found the stuff in there to be very accurate, but it's also not very hard to predict the next move of the globalist. I mean, I sit here and don't say I have leaked memos. I just tell you what they're going to do next, and it almost always happens. Again, I just don't know. I haven't focused too much on it.
Okay, and the last thing I want to say is that, and again, the things that lend credibility to the work that you do and that other people such as myself do is the fact that you come across things prior to their actual happening. I did come across the Project for a New American Century prior to, you know, Crystal and the gang being uncovered for exactly who they are. The one thing that I want to give to your listeners is that when you put Project for a New American Century together with a document called Joint Vision 2020, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
You put those two things together and you'll get a complete, absolute picture of exactly where the United States is going. That's all I have.
Thank total you. Command and control,
oh,
total martial law, troops with machine guns at your back in the factories.
Read Joint Vision 2020 to all the listeners out there.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Adam. Thanks. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A couple things. First of all, the early Sunday reports about Saddam's capture showing the pictures, they definitely said that it was a fake beard that the soldiers pulled off.
I remember. Thing. Yes.
Okay. Second thing, this Roy LaHood or Ray LaHood, Illinois. I've always been suspicious of him ever since a week after September 11th.
And he's on the Intelligence Committee, and December 2nd he tells Illinois newspapers that we're about to catch Saddam. I know something you don't know. That's a quote. And then McDermott says it, and he's bad. But why aren't the neocons talking about this Republican or Tommy Franks saying similar things?
Well, and even, yeah, Tommy Frankenstein, yeah, a military man that's warning about a military rule. Isn't he motivated to make sure that happens?
Nobody well, he ever says, I'm, you know, it's too bad, but this is what the people demand, and this is the next step.
Well, I want to tell you about Roy LaHood, okay? On September 19th, 2001, and you can find this past shows of Talk of the Nation on NPR, the second hour, they play back the archives. The very last caller on the second hour of that show, the title was Intelligence Failures. And, of course, all it was just a bunch of apologies for...
We need more funding.
We don't want to point the finger. And I called up. This before I ever heard of you. I never heard of Body of Secrets by James Bamford, Northwoods, Operation Northwoods, and so on at this time. But it was a little over a week after September 11th. I was the last caller, and it was like pulling teeth to get that screener to let me through, even though I didn't act like I was a conspiracy theorist or anything. Finally, I got through, and I just reamed them both. The two guests were James Bamford and Ray LaHood. Now, I didn't know James Bamford was. Anyway, after I pointed out, before I heard about the NORAD stand down, it just made no sense that, you know, they couldn't defend the nerve center of the military. And I pointed out that I used an assumed name, Tom from Salt Lake City. And I said it doesn't make any sense that they would all jump on the computer virus bandwagon. That's what they were saying at the time. Human intelligence they hadn't looked at, but that nobody would stop to think maybe we should defend the Pentagon in such a way that it doesn't take 40 minutes to reach it with an interceptor. And nobody had, and then at the very end of the call, instead of going to James Bamford, which I now see would have been the appropriate opinion to get, the host, Neil Conan, goes immediately to Ray LaHood, who just right off the top, oh, it's all nonsense, you're just out in the trees, it's ridiculous, our CIA is always saving the world from Dr. No, and nobody hears about it. And then instead of going to James Bamford, he went to Daniel Shore. Daniel Shore says, oh, I think we already have enough conspiracies. We don't need to invent any. So I've been suspicious of that LaHood character for 2 years now.
And then he's out spouting off about, I know something you don't know. We're about to roll out Saddam. But everybody ignores that and attacks the liberal congressman McDermott to make it a partisan issue. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And now we have Madeleine Albright saying they're going to roll Bin Laden out for the election. And that's what the political insiders have been running around often saying. People supposedly on Air Force One hearing discussions of this. I mean, these people love to brag, folks. You got Franks bragging. You got LaHood bragging. You got them spouting off. People around here spouting off. And it's amazing. Let's talk to Clint in Missouri. Clint, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I just want to know if you noticed the blind patriotism that's pretty rampant right now. You know, a while back, this might be a little controversial, but I stopped flying my American flag because I didn't approve of what was going on. And besides that, a couple of years ago, a friend of mine got into a debate with John Ashcroft by email. My friend was saying that's the people's flag, and Ashcroft was insistent, no, that's the government's flag. So he took his down, and it wasn't long later I took mine down because, you know, if it's the government's flag, not the people's, I have no use for it.
Well, let me just stop you right there. The American flag is just a symbol. And if you know what it represents, it represents the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, liberty, and freedom. Now, Hitler took the German flag that represented some good things. He wrapped himself in it. And then said, support me or you don't support the flag. The flag is just a symbol. So just because they've expropriated the flag, just because Bill Clinton or George Bush uses it for their aims and wraps themselves in it, doesn't mean the flag is bad. And certainly they've expropriated it now, and so when you fly it, it means, oh, I support this whole agenda. But I would recommend flying it upside down, which is not disrespectful. In the U.S. code, it means we're in distress, we're in crisis, and when somebody asks, why is the flag upside down, you can explain, well, because America is in distress. What the flag symbolizes, liberty and freedom, is dying. I mean, if we lose our liberties, America isn't America anymore. And so, you know, that's where I stand on the flag. Now, take flag burning. They want to get a constitutional convention going, and under a con, they can rewrite the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's their excuse to get a con going, so they can ban burning the flag or its image, even on clothes, or you can't put it on bumper stickers. That's what the bill would do. Now, I don't like burning the flag. I hate those that burn it because they hate America, because they're burning it for for wrong reasons. But I will defend the right to burn it because it's the First Amendment. The soul of what that flag is, what it represents, the First Amendment, says I can burn that flag. So my point is that don't blame the flag or the Constitution or America for what these overthrowers of the Republic are doing.
Well, just what I'm running into, there's an attitude about now, you know, that it's almost like you must fly it. You will fly it. And it's been in my face for a while now.
Well, I know this. Before 9/11, the FBI put out flyers and said, watch out for people that have American flags. They did, folks. Watch out for those that talk about the Constitution all the time. We were weird because we were always out with the red, white, and blue. And then overnight, oh, now it's okay to fly it again.
Right. But to me, it's just when somebody throws it in my face and demands that I do it, I'm not going to do it.
Well, take the neighborhood I live in. About 95% of the houses have giant American flags.
Yep, that's my neighborhood, too.
And because of that, whereas I flew an American flag in the past, I took mine down. Only because I am not going to be part of the, you know, wrapping myself in the flag like Hitler did, you know, because now it's being used as the symbol to push their agenda. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean the flag is bad. It just means that I had my flag up before all these other people did, and when the government suddenly says, put it up, this means you accept the agenda of the Patriot Act and the tyranny. That's when the flag gets put in the closet, folded up properly. Let's talk to Chris. Chris in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, we'll put him on hold and have him turn his radio off. And then we'll go back to Chris here in just one moment. We'll go ahead and go back to Chris now. Chris in Florida. Go ahead. Okay, he's off, getting confused by some lengthy delay, and we'll, you know what, we'll go back to calls here in a few minutes once I get those straightened out. 1-800-259-9231. Again, Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. Former Secretary of State Mallon Albright told Fox News Channel analyst Morton Kondracki yesterday she suspects President Bush knows the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and is simply waiting for the most politically expedient moment to announce his capture. Kondracki made the announcement about what Albright told him backstage before an appearance on another Fox show on Special Report with Brett Hume. Kondracki was incredulous that a former Secretary of State could believe something like that about a U.S. administration. She was not smiling when she said this, offered Kondracki, who believes Albright is serious about the conspiracy theory. Continuing here, this is from the official Iranian news service, IRIB. Bush met Saddam on November 27th. A Pakistani newspaper on Tuesday published a report claiming a meeting had taken place between U.S. President George Bush and former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein on November 27th. The Urdu language newspaper, Kal Brain, quoted some reports, said that during the unexpected sojourn to Baghdad, Bush met deposed Iraqi President Saddam Hussein on November 27th. The Daily further said that Saddam had tried to commit suicide on November 23rd while he was arrested with the help of the Kurd leader Jalal Talabani and other his own guards 3 days before the attempt to kill himself. The local press, like in all other countries, gave front page extensive coverage to the stories about Saddam's arrest and the circumstances which led to his capture. Again, I don't know if that's accurate. They've been more accurate than our media in the past. Leaked news network memo, stage discovery, weapons of mass destruction will follow Saddam arrest. More on that coming up. Also, to the moon, Bush said to want new lunar program to announce it today. This is from 2 weeks ago from Associated Press, you name it. Bush may yet wish Saddam had been killed. That's out of Australia because of his business dealings with him. Feds outline plan on enemy combatant status. Reserve unit commander says many troops infected with parasitic diseases. Nicaragua village in the grip of madness. Wait to hear about this bizarre article on Guardian. China calls Taiwan's chin immoral, vows to crush independence drive, and they got the help of Bush on that, so look for that to happen. That's coming up when we get back, and then more of your calls. Before I end this segment, I want to encourage all listeners to visit PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and to order my documentary films, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover. The films are over 2 hours, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. We have Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Eric Huffman's new video, Painful Deceptions. We have the Loss of Liberty about the USS Liberty video. It's all at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free to get the films at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase also supports and makes this show possible. Please get the videos. Please make copies. Get them out to everyone in your area. It's having a huge effect. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order. We'll be back with the next segment. More news, more calls. Stay with us.
Oh, my. I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, folks, I want to remind you I'm a documentary filmmaker. If you want the tools to wake people up, we found nothing better than 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. These are just some of my videos. You need to get them. Don't wait. Make the copies. Expose the martial law control grid. Do it now. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. There is so much other news I haven't even gotten to yet, and we need to get back into the Patriot Act 2 being passed over the weekend, signed by Bush, smokescreened by the Saddam capture. But right now, let's go back to the calls, and I want to ask the listeners, do you think they're going to roll Saddam out? The trial for the election, we know that's going to happen. Are they going to now capture, or do they have on ice Osama bin Laden or one of his lookalikes? We know he's a CIA asset. What do you think's going to happen, folks? 1-800-259-9231. And why is the neocon socialist media attacking their cohort, the Democrat, McDermott, for saying that this is a stage deal, could be a stage deal? Why aren't they going after LaHood, the congressman, who's a Republican, who was saying the same thing, or almost the same thing, that he knows something we don't know, they're about to capture Saddam 2 weeks ago? Or Tommy Frank saying similar things in Cigar Aficionado in this month's issue. Let's go to Chris in Florida, who's now there. Go ahead, Chris, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
I wanted to make a very brief comment concerning my personal journey to awareness of the general objective of creating a one-world government. And I wanted to ask you to comment on one possible scenario for the future, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Sure.
Basically, Alex, when I was just 13, I read this book that you're probably familiar with called None Dare Call a Conspiracy by the late Senator Gary Allen.
Yes.
Which basically lays bare the incestuous relationship between international banking and politics.
Yes.
This led me to countless other books and personal research and led, I suppose, many to conclude that I was some sort of weirdo. I was only 13.
And you read that book written in 1972. It's all come true.
Absolutely, sir. So I would sit there in junior high or high school many, many years ago, and I would suggest in the middle of a classroom an entirely different version of, say, what might have led us to any individual war or absolutely every war in the history of this country versus what's relayed to us in the history books, and, of course, would be mocked for my observations. Well, since then, I've discovered that there are many other thoughtful and patriotic weirdos out there, and possibly I'm talking to one right now.
Yeah, 92% of us believe the government killed Kennedy, so I guess we're all kooks now.
There you go, sir. So I've made my way in this world, as you have and so many millions others who are blessed to have been born in this country, and I've watched with both amazement and disgust to what amounts to the degradation and destruction of America and the entire Western world in my young adult life. And I think you know, Alex, the fate that awaits those nations who turn their backs on our Creator and embrace the self-destructive philosophy of humanism. But without beleaguering that point, I wanted to make a final observation and simply pose a question to you. As you know, it's been reported in major media outlets now, from CNN to London's Guardian newspaper, that basically we're running out of oil, and you've touched on this subject many times. The experts say that world peak oil might be reached in 2004 to 2010, and for those who don't know what that means, I urge them to try to figure that out. But I wanted to ask you, is anyone recognizing the relationship between what amounts to a naked grab for the last vestiges of raw resources from this planet, namely oil, and the profits associated with it that's going on in the world today, and, of course, the so-called justification for it, of course, the so-called war on terror brought to you courtesy of the same people who brought you the war on drugs and the war on crime and the war on poverty and so forth and so on. And finally, Alex, do you see the United States declining, and do you see the rise of certain powers in the East? Do you see in our time, in our lives perhaps, our own streets being occupied by foreign powers, namely China?
Okay,
that's a
lot of questions. I'll try to answer those when we get back in the second hour. Thanks for the call. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.